AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The ranking Democrat on the House Benghazi Committee, Elijah Cummings, is questioning the questioning of a longtime aide to Hillary Rodham Clinton, who he says knew little about the attack in 2012 in Libya.
The question also becomes whether this is a taxpayer-funded effort to derail the candidacy of Hillary Clinton.
Meantime, President Obama is not weighing in on whether Vice President Joe Biden is going to run for president. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Official Washington is buzzing with speculation. The president wants no part of it.
I'm not going to comment on what Joe's doing or not doing.
Saying those questions should be directed toward his very able vice president. The president did say the current candidate showed in Tuesday's debate that the Democratic Party appears largely unified on key issues, even though he didn't catch all of the debate. Playoff baseball was on at the same time.
There was a little bit of clicking back and forth.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A massive scaffolding collapsed at a building under construction in Houston.
We arrived on scene. The scaffolding had already collapsed, so they were pulled from the rubble.
Fire Captain Rui Lozano says six workers were taken to hospitals. Their injuries are not considered life-threatening. About 200 workers were there when the scaffolding collapsed. Firefighters don't think anyone else is trapped in the twisted metal, but as a precaution, they're looking. The police chief in New Hartford, New York, says church members told him a teenager who was beaten to death at a counseling session had wanted to leave the church.
We still have not concluded why the session turned so violent and are continuing to investigate other underlying issues.
Lucas Leonard's parents pleaded not guilty to manslaughter charges. Leonard's 17-year-old brother was seriously injured. Stocks were moving up and down for most of the day, settled in positive territory at the closing bell. The Dow finished up 73 points. This is AP Radio News. There's a lot of cleanup still going on north of Los Angeles from heavy rain that set off mudslides and rock slides.
What I saw was four cars, and I saw pictures of mobile homes pushed off their foundations by the mud.
The AP's Raquel Dillon is in Lake Hughes, California. Los Angeles Fire Captain Ronald Spruill has seen it all.
We've had a number of different fires in these areas. And when you combine that with the sort of rainfall that, you know, we had yesterday, that's what you're going to get. You're going to, you know, you get soil erosion, you get mud debris.
More rain is expected in Southern California today. Dr. Angelica Zen will never forget the end of her honeymoon. On the plane ride back to Los Angeles from Bali, a passenger suddenly went into labor. Dr. Zen made her first unassisted delivery of a newborn. The plane was diverted to Alaska. Mother and child are said to be doing just fine. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.